Why peace? The world will tell you this is what the world needs, this is what the world needs, this is what the world needs. But 7 billion people on the face of this earth are crying out for one thing and one thing alone, and that is peace. And peace is not the absence of war. I travel not because I like to travel. I travel so I can say this. What you're looking for is inside of you, and you should be in peace.
Prem Rawat has been traveling for 40 years, inspiring people around the world to find peace within.
Buenos dias. Shalom. Buongiorno. Guten Tag. Bonsoir, Montreal. I go and I talk to people, and I present them with the possibility of themselves discover the peace that lies within you.
The first event took place at the City Council Hall, an antique church filled to capacity, where Prem Rawat received honorary citizenship from the mayor of Mazara, Giorgio Macadino.
Io già sono particolarmente emozionato perché già lo conosco Prem Rawat da pochissimi minuti. Ma già mi ha ispirato una grandissima fiducia per il modo di fare, per la semplicità.
Mi accingo ad conferire la cittadinanza onoraria a Mr. Prem Rawat, ambasciatore di pace, per il suo costante e nobile impegno e per la sua proficua e lodevole azione volti all'affermazione del bene primario universale dell'umanità, la pace.
The session was introduced by Mr. Francesco Crocchiolo, the president of the Mazara City Council. Then, young students of the local high schools asked questions which were answered by Prem Rawat. The session was then concluded with a speech by the mayor of Mazara.
La vita è un viaggio, e il viaggio della vita è così bello da non aver bisogno di una destinazione. E questa è una sua citazione che ho avuto modo di leggere. Ma al di là della splendida metafora, senza una meta precisa non si rischia di andare alla deriva. Grazie.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank everyone for being here and for inviting me and for asking this question, because I think it's a very important question. We can look at this life and this journey as a destination, having a destination. But we cannot forget that every journey has to have a purpose. Now, in some journeys, the purpose is to reach a particular place, a particular destination, a particular set of coordinates. But in this journey of life, the purpose is to enjoy this journey. And that in itself is the destination of this journey. Not a physical place, not a mental place, not a place that is given to us through society, but to enjoy being alive, to every day feel a gratitude for this life. Because we get too concerned about our destination, And do you realize that in this day and age, if everybody was asked what their destination was, they would all come up with different destinations. Pretty soon, this wouldn't just be a journey, it would be a highway with accidents, traffic jams, and then people policing to make sure we don't break rules. But when the purpose of the journey is understood that it is to enjoy, then yes, I agree with you that we cannot drift away and not drift away from the enjoyment every single day of this life. This is the purpose of this journey.
Grazie. Intanto volevo premettere che questa giornata è molto importante per noi mazzaresi, poiché la sua presenza ci arricchisce ed è motivo per noi di profonda riflessione. Ma volevo chiederle quando e come è nato in lei il desiderio di diventare ambasciatore di pace nel mondo. Grazie.
Well, the title was given to me in Brazil of Ambassador of Peace, for which I'm very grateful. But for me, since I was very, very young, I wanted to bring happiness in people's lives. Not a joy of 2 minutes, not a smile of 2 minutes, but a true happiness. That people can find a beautiful fulfillment in their lives. This is all I want. This has been my quest. This is what I have been trying to do before I was given the title of Ambassador of Peace. And this is what I have been doing after I have the title. To me, to be humble in this life is very important. To me, the only focus I really want in my life is to take this message of hope and the possibility of peace to as many people as I can. It began very young. I'm not counting the days. I myself am trying to enjoy the process of being alive and this message. And I hope that I can continue to do so till the very last breath. This is all I want. This is all that really matters to me. I have dedicated my life to this cause, to this purpose. And so it began at a very young age and it still continues to unfold. And whether I have been given these titles or not matters little, because what really matters is opening one heart and another and another and another to the possibility of peace in their lives. Thank you.
Grazie. La mia domanda nasce dalla constatazione che l'intolleranza è propria di ogni uomo e delle società di ogni tempo. E questa spesso degenera nel fanatismo. Io mi chiedo se il fanatismo che si alimenta nelle passioni irrazionali può essere combattuta con la ragione. Grazie.
Another excellent question. Yes, there is fanaticism. Yes, there is cruelty. Yes, there are these elements in this world. And if we want to make these insignificant, there is only one way. It's to make the voice for peace much, much bigger. And that is the only way, that is the only way I can see that these proportions can be brought down. Because today, reason has disappeared. People are not reasonable. People are not reasonable. They see violence as a viable alternative. The problem is, it's on both sides. It is on the bad side, and also on what is supposed to be the good side. And when it is violence answering violence, it will only become more violent. But the only hope that I feel, is to have the voice of peace be bigger than the voice of violence. And that's it. Thank you.
Noi tutti sappiamo che Seneca parla nel De Tranquillitate Animi della pace interiore come di uno stato da raggiungere per mezzo dell'allontanamento dalle preoccupazioni terrene. Lei pensa che ciò sia realizzabile per gli uomini del nostro tempo?
Again, I will sound like I'm repeating myself, but again, this is also an excellent question. Because there are so many formulas out there. Some people say if we get rid of all our worries, we will have peace. Now, I'm not familiar with Seneca's works, and I can only speak from my own experience. But my experience says this: if you have peace in your life, you will have happiness. But if you merely have happiness in your life, you may or may not have peace in your life. Life, in this life, happiness is a result because you have peace, because you have contentment inside of you. So, all I can say, from my experience, trying to resolve the issues of how I will get to peace, because peace is inside of me, peace is inside of you. Not by taking away the worries will the quest of the peace be fulfilled. Because so far you are alive, you will be worried about something. You see, the peace that I talk about can be experienced in the middle of the war. The peace and the freedom I talk about can be experienced in the middle of a prison. This is what I am talking about. The peace that is innately inside of you. Maybe worldly peace will be better if my worries are gone, but truly, if I can find the peace that is inside of me fundamentally, then worries will come and worries will go, but I will have peace in my life. This is just my experience. My experience. I cannot try to define somebody else's experience, but in my experience, Stop thinking about food does not take away my hunger. And I need to quench my hunger. I need to satisfy my hunger. So thank you.
Da domani credo che ci si sveglierà ringraziando prima qualcuno per essere intanto in vita e un attimo dopo guardare a quanto di buono puoi fare, perché sono stanco, ho partecipato a molte manifestazioni per la pace contro la guerra, ma ho capito che la pace la si deve coltivare ogni giorno, soprattutto in assenza di guerra, perché se questo profondo sentimento di ricchezza, qual è la pace, abbiamo la possibilità di toccarlo per mano, di affiorarlo, di tenerlo su, credo che guarderemo di più e meglio a ogni singolo giorno, a ogni singolo istante di questa nostra vita.
inizierai a cercare la pace, allora la pace inizierà a cercare te. E questa è una sua celebre citazione. Ma l'uomo questa pace la desidera veramente? Lei che ha tanto girato il lungo e largo il mondo, che idea si è fatto? Cosa si potrebbe fare concretamente sul piano economico, politico e sociale per rendere più vicina una prospettiva di pace? I potenti della terra, a suo avviso, si stanno adoperando per questo. Grazie.
Excellent question. And yes, I have traveled around the world. And what I have found that people, we are all people, we are human beings. And human beings desire peace. Is peace a luxury or necessity? This is a fundamentally important question. Fundamentally important question. We know that breathing is not a luxury, it is a necessity. We know that water is not a luxury, it is a necessity. We know sleep is not a luxury, it is a necessity. Is peace a luxury or necessity? I am not here to impose my opinions on you, but I say to you that peace is a necessity, not a luxury. Wherever I go, that's what people want. What I have seen is people want is a little elbow room so they can practice their religion, they can love their family, they can have food to eat, they can have a place to stay, and they can do what they want to do to be happy. This is what people want. But when you have the elements of greed, when you have the elements of fear, when you have the elements of anger, when you have the elements of confusion, come in between people and their own desires, everything becomes very convoluted. And this is what is happening. You can see it all around. This is what is happening. Will institutions bring peace? No. 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 Why? Because peace already is inside of everyone. What institutions can do is to help people find that peace within them, not create it. We think that peace is absence of war. Peace is not absence of war. Peace is something else, and it begins with you and me. Each one of us. This is how it has to be. If we cannot make the difference, then who will? Crows? Frogs? We are the ones that bring the war, and we are the ones that can bring the peace. We are the ones that bring the confusion. We are the ones that can end the confusion. And this power rests with every single human being on the face of this earth. So yes, people want peace. Yes, people want simplicity in their lives. And that's all. That's all. The institutions people look towards, they will solve the problem. We need to solve the problem. People of the world will solve the problem. Institutions are there, and if institutions want to help, that's what the institutions are for. You know, the day you have to push your car, the day you have to push your car to go anywhere,
Instead of the car taking you, you've got a problem. And right now, there are not too many places in the world where people have this kind of spirit to unify, to come together. And when they will be, yes, then one day there will be peace. Not only in this earth, but in the hearts and the minds of every single human being. Thank you.
Allora io posso dire che gli studenti che hanno fatto le domande si sono ben preparati, hanno cercato su internet perché disconoscevano Prem Rawat, hanno studiato, hanno cercato di capire e hanno espresso con il loro cuore le domande che hanno fatto a Prem Rawat e di contro hanno avuto delle risposte che io ho parlato prima con uno di loro e le risposte sono state non solo esaurienti per i loro concetti, ma soprattutto esaurienti per il loro cuore.
Mi chiedevo se c'è una domanda che non le è mai stata posta, ma alla quale avrebbe voluto offrire risposta. Grazie.
When I received the list of the questions, I read this one and I started laughing. And then I started thinking and thinking and thinking, what is one question that I have never been asked? People have been asking me questions when I was 8 years old, 7 years old. One question that did come to mind, and the question goes like this, because I know that a person's worth is judged by what he has, not by what he does not have. So nobody has ever asked me this question, which is, how does it feel to bring peace to a person? And the answer to that is in that moment when a person experiences that peace in their life, and I had some role to play in it. In that moment, the purpose of my life is fulfilled. That is how good it feels. And this is what I want to do. And so many people have expressed their gratitude to me so many times for bringing the peace in their lives. And for this, I am grateful to them because their gratitude not only humbles me, but brings me an immense amount of joy. That's the question.
Grazie. Thank you.